Airlines aren't the only ones suffering since the September 11th attacks. For tens of thousands of pilots of small aircraft, the skies remain heavily restricted. The Federal Aviation Administration and U.S. security agencies have imposed tight restrictions on private flights around major airports and cities and have not said if the restrictions will be lifted. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
Commander Chuck Street fires up his helicopter, getting ready for his afternoon traffic report for Los Angeles radio station KISS FM. But Street won't be flying over LA's famously clogged freeways today. The heart of the city is in what the FAA calls enhanced Class B airspace, and media helicopters, along with numerous other flights, aren't allowed to fly there at the moment.
We just kind of work the edges of that airspace, which really cramps our style because we're not able to get into the central part of the city where most of the traffic is and where a lot of the accidents take place.
Chuck Street is based at Fullerton Municipal Airport south of Los Angeles. The airport's manager, Rob Probst, says flights into and out of Fullerton have fallen as much as 80% because of the new restrictions.
That means we're not selling any fuel. The businesses called fixed-base operators are not generating maintenance activity in their maintenance hangars. The folks that come in to go to Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm that fly in and park their airplanes are not coming to Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm.
Fullerton is just a few miles from those theme parks. It's not that all private flights are grounded. Pilots with an advanced instrument rating and who file flight plans to go from one point to another can do so, except in New York and Washington. But in 28 other major cities, pilots are not allowed to fly under what are known as visual flight rules, or VFR. Phil Boyer, president of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, says that affects the vast majority of pilots.
90% of all flying is under visual flight rules. It's not on instrument flying. And if you were to look at the pilot population, you have about 15% only of the 620,000 pilots who are licensed in this country that are current on and able to fly on instruments at this moment.
The FAA has decided it's safe to allow student pilots to fly under VFR, much to the relief of flight schools. But the FAA says the other restrictions are in place until further notice, and it can't say when or if they'll be lifted, according to spokesman William Schuman, because it's out of the agency's hands.
It is not an FAA decision. The decision is coming from security agencies in the federal government.
Not only that, but Schuman says the FAA is also warning pilots not to stray near certain restricted or prohibited areas, such as military installations.
And if they do so, they would likely face interception by the military. And in the last resort, if they didn't respond to instructions from the military or air traffic controllers, they could be shot down.
Congress acted right after the attacks with financial help for the major airlines, but it wasn't until last week that a bipartisan group of lawmakers proposed a package of loans, grants, and tax relief to help smaller aviation companies. Among those who unveiled the package was Congressman Vernon Ellers, Republican of Michigan.
I think it's very important to distinguish between those people who are suffering because of the actions of the terrorists and those that are suffering because of the actions of our government in response to the terrorists. And what we're addressing here is reimbursing people who have suffered because of the direct actions of our government in response to the terrorist incident.
But even if the government eases flight restrictions, there are certain to be calls to improve security at smaller airports. Few have baggage checks. The smallest ones don't even have fences. Atlantic Monthly correspondent James Fallows wrote a recent book called Free Flight, in which he called for greater use of small planes and airports to ease the strain on major hubs. He says although security should be tightened, the risk of terrorism is lower with small planes, which can often carry less cargo than an SUV.
The security would be, number one, the smallness of these vehicles and the limits on their potential to do real damage. Number two, the new awareness everyone has that planes going where they're not supposed to go, can be shot down. And number three, if you're only carrying three or four people, the chances of having some random terrorist on there are lower than when you have a big plane.
Fallows is himself a pilot, and he says whatever permanent changes are made to general aviation, many pilots feel the good old days are probably gone.
One of the things that was most appealing, that has been most appealing about this activity for a lot of people in it, including me, is simply the freedom that it offers. You've been able to fly right over downtown New York City, right over downtown Chicago, at the appropriate altitude with the appropriate clearances. Everyone knows that those days are over.
Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.